Looking at their raft, it appears to be a little precarious. Inspecting it a little more carefully doesn't inspire confidence. They're thrilled to find that the 1947 pontoons that they patched with fiberglass don't seem to be leaking. This little vessel, a small deck of not much more than plywood and 2x4s with an even smaller roof overhead, has been dubbed the Tom Sawyer and Huck Finn of Michigan. It says so in magic marker and poster board tacked to the wooden side rail of the raft. Ben Dornbos and his friend Ethan Van Drunen are from the Holland, Michigan area. The third member of the trio, Mike Delano, is from Boston. The raft is supposed to take its passengers from Hannibal, Missouri, down the mighty Mississippi to New Orleans. Dornbos says their trip on a homemade raft is inspired by Mark Twain's 19th century characters and the adventures of Tom Sawyer. But their reasons for launching the rickety craft seem more due to the frustration with 21st century culture.
We've all been kind of talking about, we're always griping about America and about kind of the loss of culture and how everything seems to look the same on the interstates. It's always, you know, McDonald's here, and just kind of we wanted to find something else that was had some substance, something that, you know, felt like something.
We're all sitting on lawn chairs on the raft, still in the trailer that hauled it to Hannibal. While his friend talks, Ethan Van Drunen nods his head in agreement.
I too, like Ben, am just kind of frustrated by cookie-cutter America and mall culture and everything like that. And part of, like, what I hope to accomplish on the trip is seeing people who are, like, finding their identity in their culture and in their past. And so that's what I'm going to be looking for a lot on the trip, is just talking with people who we meet along the way and what they're interested in.
As they try to explain their reasons for the trip, again and again the young men use the words be free and freedom. Each of them is 20 years old, quite a bit older than Mark Twain's Huck Finn. But Mike Delano says really, for all of them, it's the perfect time for an adventure before their own freedom disappears.
Right now I have no payments at all, car, apartment, insurance. So I am completely free, and this is the perfect time for that. So I'm going to get on the river and get down to Louisiana.
Van Drunen and Dornbos built and tested the raft in Michigan. They noted when they slipped it into the still waters of a local lake that the raft rode a little deeper in the water than they expected. They've been warned that the swirling currents and the wakes of barge tows on the Mississippi River can be unforgiving. The three friends have timed their trip to start during Tom Sawyer days in Hannibal. They even got to put their raft in the big parade. The local folks are a bit skeptical about the trip. They applaud the courage of the young men, but as David Abel puts it,
well, I've been out on it on a boat before, and I don't think I'd want to do it on a raft, no.
During these Tom Sawyer days, there are a lot of folks from all over the nation in Hannibal to see some of the sites mentioned in Mark Twain's books. Standing across the street from the site of the whitewashed board fence that inspired the story of Tom Sawyer persuading his gang to paint it and pay him for the privilege, Larry Woodward shakes his head. He's heard about the raft trip. He just brought his boat down from Wisconsin and wonders whether the three friends know what they're getting themselves into.
I floated down in a 24-foot sailboat, but we were under power all the way with a diesel engine. And I felt real intimidated by particularly the locks and the dams and a lot of places where the current could easily overpower my boat. So I wish him luck, but it sounds like risky business to me.
The three Huck Finns say they've been told the trip is a piece of cake. They've also been told that they'll likely get themselves killed. Mike Delano says they think their raft at least has a fighting chance.
We're really hoping to raft to New Orleans, but I think we're making our goal just to get to New Orleans. But if it doesn't work out, we're just going to enjoy ourselves. And no worries, I guess. We don't want to have to worry about things like that. At least I certainly don't. I think I'm speaking for all of us.
His friend Ben Dornbos says, really, they feel a lot like Huck Finn when he was adopted by Aunt Polly.
He runs away from her, and he's talking about how it's all too cramped in there and everything's too civilized and he can't stand it. And we were just, you know, thinking the same thing. It's time to get out and have some adventure.
The trio say they've got 6 weeks for the adventure, and they plan to use every moment of it, no matter how their raft, the Tom Sawyer and Huck Finn of Michigan, fares during the trip. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.